from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nippon Steel wants to double their commitment, and they want to invest $1 billion into the Mon Valley Works in their efforts to buy U.S. Steel and keep the headquarters here. A lot of people will be talking about that today, Paul, because if that happens or if it doesn't happen, they are really putting a financial effort to make it so.
And they've been spending a great deal of money, U.S. Steel has, in promoting this deal. In fact, they made Nippon Steel made a spokesperson available this week to KDK TV, and the question was asked, why should we trust Nippon Steel? What makes this deal trustworthy? And here was his response.
Why should we believe Nippon Steel?
Well, I believe the benefits of this transaction, and I think we are the company that once we commit, then we pursue it.
The union's reaction, by the way, to this was not positive, as you might imagine. They said, well, a press release isn't a contract. So, and that might indicate a willingness to, you know, come up with a deal. But now this thing is a massive investment, Larry, because what it amounts to is all four plants in the Mon Valley Works, Clairton, Braddock, West Mifflin, and Fairless Hills, would get these. And by the way, that was out in Philadelphia. This is a lot of money, and they're planning on spending like another $300 million to improve the Gary Works plant out in Indiana, which is another U.S. Steel facility. So the shareholders approved this, by the way. 99% of U.S. Steel's shareholders approved this. And so I haven't seen anything quite like this in my career, where you have a company that is on the market, gets an offer for almost $15 billion. They like it. And then the shareholders approve it overwhelmingly, you know, almost unanimously. And then at the same time, the union says, we can't trust this deal. And the politicians immediately line up, and pretty much regardless of party, by the way, line up against it. Ultimately, the Justice Department decides whether the deal goes through, or the president can step in and say no. And the president has said in the past, well, you know, we need... I can't remember the exact quote, but he said, we need U.S. Steel, you know, being run by American workers, and U.S., you know, American steel being made by American workers, I think is how he put it.
Well, again, the Steel Workers Union putting out a release saying a press release is not a contract, which does potentially open the door for, well, put it all on paper. If you're going to spend $1 billion in the Mon Valley, $1 billion here, and keep the headquarters in Pittsburgh, it's something
you might remember, Larry, that U.S. Steel had announced that they were going to spend $1.5 billion to bring upgrades to the Mon Valley Works.
Right.
And then they said, no, we're going to back off on that. And then not too long after that, we heard about the sale to Nippon Steel.
So we'll see where this goes.
So here's Nippon Steel saying basically the same thing that U.S. Steel was saying some time back.
We'll get more, I'm sure, feedback because... this is an important deal. If it does happen, or if it doesn't, either way, it's a big story, certainly for Pittsburgh and our region. A lot of people will also be talking about the FBI releasing yesterday 4 photographs about the shooter in the assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump on July 13th. And one of those was the assault rifle that was utilized. Another is a picture of the back of the building where there's an air conditioning unit.
Where he apparently jumped on that and then up to there, onto the roof, right?
Was able to get up on the roof by climbing upon this air conditioning unit. And then, just the timeline, he did get off 8 shots. And they also took pictures of what was a homemade explosive device. There were 2 of those in the trunk of his vehicle with a remote detonator, which was not turned on, and neither were these very crude homemade devices. They also detailed how Crooks had researched fertilizer bombs and other ways to create explosives, and that his focus became, once he found out Donald Trump was coming here, but he had also researched where Joe Biden was going to be.
That's right. FBI agent in charge Kevin Rojak gave the briefing yesterday, and here's his comments about the online searching.
So we saw through our analysis of all his, particularly his online searches, a sustained, detailed effort to plan an attack on some event, meaning he looked at any number of events or targets.
But then he found out about the rally in Butler, and then all the search activity focused exclusively on that.
It was considered to be a real opportunity since he was from Bethel Park. And no doubt, a lot of people, as we did earlier, will be talking about the Pirates' epic collapse yesterday after being how many runs up at one point?
7.
7.
They had a 10-3 lead going into the 7th inning.
How you doing? 7th inning. With a 10-3 lead in Major League Baseball, you're thinking, we got this, right? We got this. Well, they didn't. And how many relievers there were? 5.
5 of them.
I was surprised Rowdy Tellez didn't get the call up again.
Wow.
He pitched 2 games in the past week. What are we doing here?
It's just, you know, it's heartbreaking. It's just heartbreaking.
And as you heard in the news, manager Derek Shelton, he doesn't seem real emotional, but he was about as emotional as I've ever seen him.
Well, who wouldn't be? All I can tell you is that when I went through the file of the different clips that might be available from the locker room, there just aren't any. And a description of the locker room by the PG columnist Jason Mackey was that all you could hear was the air conditioner running and the sound of zippers zipping on, you know, equipment bags and stuff like that. No one wanted really to talk. He got a few quotes, and there were some stand-up people like Brian Reynolds and I think Connor Joe spoke with him as well, or those are the quotes that he used. But, you know.
The Bat Boy? Did he say anything?
Get me out of here.
That's what people are talking
about. That's
what
about. The Bat Boy said.
Well, I mentioned for many that the weekend starts now. And 670,000 vehicles are expected to be on the Pennsylvania Turnpike today alone. And this kicks off also the Rib Festival here presented by Icy Light today through Monday's Labor Day. There's no admission. It's outside of Acrisure Stadium right there on Rockin' on Rooney. You got the rib vendors from all over the country here. They actually compete. And then you've got a lot of talent. The Clarks will be performing, country superstar George Burge. You've got Billy Price and the Barbecue and Blues. You've got the region's largest cornhole tournament benefiting Veterans Place. Youth football camps, the Steelers 5K, street parties, and a lot of great food. Let's be honest. Yeah, Aaron, we're going to talk to a rib vendor who's pretty excited, and they compete. Have you ever been to the Rib Festival?
I haven't. I was looking at it on TV this morning, and I was like, I should go.
You should. And then, by the way, in the midst of that, Pitt plays Kent State to open the football season at noon on Saturday.
Only in America can you compete for a prize and win, like, a nice prize for making really tasty ribs.
Yeah, and you know what first prize is?
It's a big deal.
Coupons to Chick-fil-A.
Oh, come on now.
I'm making that up. All right, I got a story for you.
We should ask our guest what the prize that she's competing for is, by the way. I want to know.
Yeah, and what's the name of the rib company, Aaron? Do you remember?
Bad As Barbecue.
Wow.
A-Z-Z. .com.
Clever girl.
I already like the sound of this interview.
Clever girl. Yeah, she's pumped up to be on. So we'll tell you what you can expect with the Rib Fest. And here's something with air travelers. We talked about people getting on the road. By the way, gasoline is way down compared to where it has been in the last few years. Paid $3.53 for a gallon of regular this morning driving in. But I know that, you know, typically you see gas prices spike up as we get ready for these big holidays, like Memorial weekend, Labor Day weekend, but the opposite. So you'll save a few cents over last year if you are traveling. If you're traveling by air, just a heads up, getting to the airport. We got into this earlier in the week that the TSA lines can be long, especially in the morning, and especially they're anticipating a record air travel weekend around the country, including here in Pittsburgh. How about this proposal? Paul, Aaron, should airline passengers have to take a breathalyzer before they board their plane?
I don't know if everyone should, but I think they should be able to give a breathalyzer test to people they suspect might be loaded.
I agree.
The CEO of Europe's discount Ryanair is sick of drunks disrupting his flights.
Well, he's not the only one.
So not only does he want in-flight booze service to be capped, but Michael O'Leary also thinks airport bars should limit travelers to just two drinks. Already, the airline searches carry-on bags destined for party destinations. But this raises, you know, the suggestion that maybe passengers should have to blow a breath alcohol test before boarding an aircraft.
Larry, have you had a drink on an airplane?
Not recently, no.
But you have, though.
I have at some point.
Have you noticed a difference if you've had a drink on a car?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Cocktail at 30,000 feet as opposed to sea level?
I haven't noticed.
I have.
But I haven't really had one in a long, long time.
I mean, a little goes a long way in an airplane. It really does.
Yeah, and you're in the air in something that's only, you know, you can only go as far as like the aisle and your seat. So I do think when people get too rowdy, that can be disruptive probably.
Well, I sat next to a guy once a few years ago. I was flying alone and he was, you know, drinking, as Marty would say, he was hammered.
Yep.
But the smell of alcohol on him was annoying. So
I like some of those ideas. I think, you know, limiting people, especially at the airport, don't let people get loaded at the bar for crying out loud. And then when they get on the plane, you know, maybe on a shorter flight, like maybe 2 hours or less, it's one drink and that's it, tops. And maybe something, a longer flight, like maybe 5 hours, maybe a couple of drinks or something. But, you know, let's Let's use some moderation in the air. I mean, we have to share this same small space mm-hmm. for several hours. We got to do this.
Maybe they should give them gummies as you get on.
Put them to sleep.
Have the passengers all gooned up where they're just chilled out.
Here's your blanket. Here's your pillow.
Here, I'll feed you with a slingshot. What do you want here? You know who would be for this, though? The flight attendants.
Absolutely.
Yes, and would
God bless them.
Overwhelmingly.
They put up with a lot of crap.
They do. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA traffic powered by Bowser Genesis in Monroeville. I could just see a flight attendant driving to the airport right now going, yeah! Yeah.
Absolutely.
Can they get to the airport? That's the question, Ellen.
Well, they can. It's going to cost them a little bit of extra time. It's a very good question. We had the overnight construction crews working on the Parkway West, and they had forced a lane restriction between the top of the hill and Carnegie. And boy, oh boy, that really got things started here for the slowdowns on the outbound Parkway. You're getting into sluggish traffic right around Parkway Center, staying in it up over the top of Green Tree Hill. It is starting to break up and move a little bit better, but you might want to leave extra time. If you're heading to the airport this morning, or at least to the western suburbs, the inbound ride on the Parkway West is now backing at the top of Green Tree Hill, and per PennDOT, Route 8 northbound remains closed in Shaler Township. This is closed around crews working with an accident at the intersection with Butler Plank Road, so watch for heavy traffic around that area and certainly avoid it if at all possible. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 6:35. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
And yeah, we're looking at a high of 89 today with a chance for some thunderstorm activity. If that comes, there's nothing really showing up on the radar right now, but it might pop up in a few spots. We kind of avoided it yesterday, and we'll ask our meteorologist, Joe Lumberg, here in the next 10 minutes why that happened. Because if you looked at the radar at one point, there were a lot of thunderstorms that kind of soaked into the atmosphere, and it certainly feels like that. Right now, 75 degrees. This weather update brought to you by UPMC. Heart disease kills one person every 33 seconds. Schedule your heart screening at UPMC today. Getting you ready for the holiday weekend. In just a few minutes, we're going to check in with our meteorologist, Jill Lumberg, see what the weekend holds. Meanwhile, discovered an app. It's called Zeam, Z-E-A-M. And they say your home for local TV streaming. And joining us is the CEO, Jack Perry, on our video on radio that you can see at kdkradio.com. Jack, good morning.
Good morning. Nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
All right, Jack, give us the lowdown. Is this free? It says always free, always local.
It's absolutely 100% free all of the time, always local, always free. It's live local TV from all over the country.
So how can you do this? How does this work?
So it's an app. It's available in all the typical app stores, and my technology is embedded in about 900 local TV stations across the U.S. And we grab those broadcasts and we make them available for viewers to stream them, no matter where they are in the country.
And how long have you been doing this?
I started this company in 2009. We launched the direct-to-consumer app, Zeam, at the Super Bowl. The last Super Bowl, John Stamos starred in our commercial, and it's off to the races, and we're having fun.
Yeah, I saw the commercial. So how does this work for you? If it's free to us, how do you get paid?
Well, advertising is what supports broadcast business, whether it's, radio broadcast or television broadcasts. It's the advertisers that are footing the bill to make sure that listeners or viewers can listen to or see the content that they want to see.
So, as you well know, people are overwhelmed at this point with paying for different streaming services. I mean, Netflix probably, the 9,000-pound gorilla in this world, but there's Disney, Hulu. I could go on all day and name these, and they all cost money, but yours doesn't.
Yes, and what we say is we want to be the perfect complement to binge or binge viewing. There's great programming out there like Yellowstone. People are going to go watch that, or they're going to go into binge mode in Netflix, and they're going to watch the TV shows and movies, but then they're going to need a place to land when they get done. So I looked at the world and said, why don't I build what can be that place where you spend your time when you're not in binge mode. And what made the most sense to me was local content, hyper-local content, that you could then pick the market, maybe where you want to be or maybe where you're from, maybe where you're going, and watch that. And local news was the low-hanging fruit that I think everybody needs. So we aim to be the perfect complement to binge viewing.
Yeah, we're kind of living on that ourselves on the radio side for sure. And I know that people from certain regions, when they move away, they want to be able to stay in touch with their hometowns too, right?
Right, exactly. I mean, everybody's from somewhere, so just made sense to allow people to look back into their hometown and watch TV.
So since the Super Bowl launch for Zeam, Z-E-A-M, how many people do you have? Do you know how many people have downloaded your app?
We track the daily viewers a few ways. The most important metric to me is how much time are people spending on Zeam. That averages about 90 minutes per day. And the people who are using Zeam come back 5 times per day. So the volume is great. The traction is great. We say it's a very sticky app, a very sticky website. And people are spending about 90 minutes a day with us. And we love that.
Well, download Zeam, Z-E-A-M. Give it a try. Always local, always free. Jack Perry is the CEO. Thank you, Jack. Have a great Labor Day weekend.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You too. Nice talking to you.
You too. Coming up, we're going to check in with our meteorologist about the weather for the weekend on the Big K Morning Show next. And with the details of our forecast, as a lot of people will check out today for the Labor Day weekend, let's go to AccuWeather World Headquarters meteorologist Joe Lundberg. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
It looked like yesterday we might get some thunderstorms, but the atmosphere kind of soaked it up and they dissipated by the time they got here.
Yeah, I mean, there were some that developed well to our north and east, and some just kind of missed us to the south. They were around, but we ended up not getting anything. Today, I think we're going to get a thunderstorm in the afternoon and evening, and temperatures are still going to be in the upper 80s to almost 90. We might actually break this official heat wave, but we've got one more hot one tomorrow before we finally get some relief going into the Labor Day weekend.
All right, so step us through. We got football at noon on Saturday here, Pitt and Kent State, then just south in Morgantown, they got the Mountaineers hosting the Nittany Lions. So
I'm worried about delays for the both of those games, and the reason for it, I think there's thunderstorms in the, and they're probably at their worst in the afternoon. It's going to be humid. It may not be hot. Temperatures probably lower 80s, 82, 83, near kickoff. But I just think there's going to be thunderstorms around in the afternoon. I'm concerned about gusty winds and downpours. And obviously with a thunderstorm, you know, you got to pull everybody from the stands, pull the players off the field. So that could cause some real problems. That's my biggest concern for Saturday, both
Joe,
locations.
I'm sorry about that, Joe. So are you saying that the chance for that is more increased than it was yesterday?
I think so. Okay. I really do, because everything's just a little bit slower. That's the one thing that I've noticed, you know, over the past 24 hours, the trend of the progression of things is just a little bit slower. So I think that puts the emphasis on the afternoon hours for those thunderstorms, and it gives the atmosphere a little bit more time to get a little unstable. Probably going to see a little sunshine in the morning. We're going to get up to about 82, 83, and I think that that's enough ahead of the front. That it gets unstable and we get some heavier thunderstorms around in the afternoon, and that's the concern, I think, for Saturday.
Let's be honest, Joe, we're all a little unstable, but
we'll see. Yeah, this is true.
We'll see how it goes.
I won't argue that point. The silver lining to all of that, though, is that it does get better on Sunday. We start with clouds, end with sunshine. It gets less humid, mid-80s, and Labor Day is going to be absolutely fantastic. A refreshing day. You know, it's going to feel more like mid-September with highs in the mid-70s, sunshine and low humidity. And that kind of weather lasts into the middle part of next week.
We'll take that. Joe, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend.
You too. Meteorologist Joe Lundberg on the Big K Morning Show. Something to do. The weekends through September will be filled with the Pittsburgh Renaissance Festival. We got a family pack of 4 tickets for you right now at 412-922-1020. We'll take caller number 7. Have you ever been to the Pittsburgh Renaissance Festival?
I have not.
Aaron, have you?
No, I haven't.
Well, guess what? Samantha McGill, who's Marty's producer, who I worked with for a number of years, is a big fan.
Huge fan.
She actually dresses in a Renaissance regalia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. And we'll show you the pictures. We're going to post them.
Can you picture yourself, Larry, with a turkey leg in one hand and a flagon of beer in the other?
Wearing a kilt? Maybe not.
Or a helmet with horns on it.
Thank you. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center. What an image that creates.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.